Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is going to be a big week in college football. Unfortunately, feels like a little bit of the luster has been lost with Georgia Tech.
A little bit.
They will take on the Dogs. We will talk about it. It's going to be a short week for Mike and I and most of you who will celebrate, of course, Thanksgiving. And we will work on Wednesday, and then we won't be back until the following Monday. But a lot of stuff is going to happen between now and then, guys, including the Falcons in another game they cannot lose after winning yesterday. And before we get to Day-Day and what's on Day-Day's mind, a couple of things as guys are hitting us up, and we want to talk to you at 404-726-0929 on a Falcon Monday live from Eagle Watch Golf Club. We are happy that we won. We are just a little perplexed at why some of the stuff we as a fan base have been asking for, and yet they haven't been able to do it or didn't do it for whatever reason.
Right.
And here's the part that, you know, whether you are on the side of, okay, I think everybody needs to come back and this regime needs another shot, or you're on the other side where you say, I've seen enough and we've made too many mistakes and we shouldn't be in this situation and everybody needs to go, these are the kind of things as ownership should be looking at, Mike, and saying, why were you able to do this and not able to do that?
Right.
And that alone is a question that, you know, Raheem Morris is going to have to answer. And if the answer is, well, you know, Kirk Cousins is just better at this, well, then my answer is, well, why wasn't he playing? And I know that sounds crazy.
Right.
And I know how mad we all were with the whole faking the injury thing. But if you're just simply going to tell me he's better, then why wasn't he playing?
Right. And this gets back to this stupid soap opera that you created when you did this. One or the other. That's why, I mean, like, not in a million years, Carl, could you have envisioned the wackiness of last year than this year.
No.
But still, you create this monster because you pivot, whether the team wants to admit it or not, that you didn't like the way Kirk Cousins handled the injury situation. Not being forthcoming, then saying, oh, no, I was hurt. So then you say, okay, we're turning the page. Michael Penix Jr., we're giving you the keys. And then you don't have him ready for the job. Zach Robinson and your staff, you don't have him able to do all the things he needs to do. And I get it. There's a learning curve. And, you know, what's the line? You can spoon feed him or you can hit him with a fire hose for all the information he's got to process. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I love the analogy. One of our listeners, a couple of our listeners brought this up. Shanahan saw Matt Ryan and said, oh, there's more things we can do. Matt's not a mobile quarterback, but I'm going to get him doing some rollouts now. And Matt was joking around, but I'm going to have to start taping my friggin' ankles now. But these were the high percentage plays that got Matt into a rhythm, which led all the way to an MVP season.
Did.
You know, you got the best out of him. I'm sorry, I didn't realize Michael Penix Jr. comes out exclusively from Washington. Oh, I can never do anything but shotgun. Then you drafted the wrong guy. You drafted the wrong guy. Or your coaching staff and your general manager are on a disconnect because you don't know how to use the guy the general manager gave you.
Cousins, 16 of 23, 199 yards, 2 touchdowns. The pick, again, do you blame Pitts or Cousins? Either way, it was a tip ball.
It's a play that Pitts,
you know.
If Pitts wants to pretend he's, maybe Pitts, you know what? I know where Pitts should go.
Where?
Doesn't have to go to another team.
Where?
Pro Beach Volleyball. Because this guy can set for anybody. He'll go be a dink minister. And now here's Kyle Pitts and Karch Karai, Kings of the Beach. Freaking volleyball and stuff all over the place.
You know what?
Man.
On those slow Sundays in the summer, I do find myself watching that stuff. Usually the ladies. All right. Let's talk to Day-Day here, man. We're going to grab some of your phone calls as well. These are the things that are bugging us.
Right.
We're happy we won. Dude, I'll take a win any Sunday. I don't care how it happens. It feels good today to be here and not have to hear Saints fans chirping. But why are we talking about these situations that should have been figured out or at least should have not been,
right,
Mike, issues on the table? And now it's just got a lot of Falcon fans wondering. And by the way, if you weren't a Kirk Cousins fan, bet you are now. Bet after last night. Yesterday, you are now.
Hey, man. I'm looking at the NFL. The Cowboys are averaging 266 yards passing. That's the league best. We're sitting there in the middle of the pack, Carl, just below the middle at 209 per game. You know, you look at the elite teams. Colts are throwing for like 40 more yards a game than us. Patriots, 40 more yards. Rams, 50 more yards than us. San Francisco with injured quarterbacks and backups taking over.
Matt Jones.
Averaging more than 50 more yards a game in the passing game.
That's crazy. It's crazy. 404-726-0929. We will take your phone calls. More college football coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. Day-Day, what's on your mind, man? What are you thinking?
Well, first off, still thinking about Georgia Tech.
You were there.
I was
what
there.
What was the vibe like when this
It was
started?
Electric early.
Right.
Very early. And then that electricity was gone about 10 minutes in, it seemed like. But I say all that to say, man, like, you know, I'm not originally from Georgia. You know, transplant like so many of us, but been here long enough. But when it comes to college football, no real allegiance to Georgia Tech. My wife will say Georgia Tech because
she went there.
She went there, right, ran track, cross country, all that stuff. But me personally, no real allegiance. I root for both, right? I'd love to see both of them do well. But I woke up Sunday morning, and I was like, she must have converted me, because I was down and out about that loss.
Right.
Like, I never felt that way about seeing Georgia Tech lose. And I just kept thinking, like, geez. I mean, you said it earlier. Everything, you literally controlled what
right.
could happen.
Everything's out there, man.
Everything is out
Touching
there.
Touching your ticket, the ACC,
see,
the playoff, the Heisman final.
Yes,
everything.
Like everything. And it just, I woke up so hurt on Sunday, and I never, and I was like, I looked at her and I was like, you converted me.
So now you're a jacket?
I think I am.
He's a jacket.
I think I am.
It's like, but, like those Modelo ads about the husband who buys, you know, the husband who buys into his wife's team. Okay.
But all jokes aside, you guys talked about the fact that, and you're right, Carl, we were, and I still think he should get an extension, but with him not being able to at least get to the championship game, now I do say, okay, maybe Georgia Tech holds back on the extension, but in reality, does he really have the financial backing he needs to make this team?
If they're not going to
extend him,
okay,
do they need to make sure financially they're giving him the support that he needs to really make this? Because the problem with their defense is part of it is, A, they were injured a lot this year. They don't have the depth. You look at Georgia, that's what Georgia's been able to do. That's what Alabama's right. been able to do. That's what all these big programs have been able to do over the years is build depth. And they can let these guys know, okay, look, you might not be the starter right now, but you just, you know, we talk about all the time what Kirby breeds over there, right? And it's hard for Brent Key to really kind of have that kind of depth. And I think moving forward, if Georgia Tech really wants to be in the mix and in the conversation, if you don't want to extend him significantly, then you got to at least put the money behind him to build this program into what it should be, if that's what you really want your program to be.
Do you think Jay Batt would handle it differently? Who's gone, of course.
Don't know. I don't know. But I do agree with your premise. And look, we have to see it in real life. What I mean is there's a lot of talk always when you hire a new coach about what's going to be done. But we just saw James Franklin get a job where there is a new found commitment.
259, right?
To the money they're willing to spend to make them a competitor and a competitive program, not only in the ACC, but they feel like they should be in the national, you know, conversation. Georgia Tech should be too. So if Virginia Tech's going to do that, to your point, what is the commitment financially to say, here's how we're going to upgrade the program, here's all the things we're going to do to make sure you have the resources, Brent, to do everything you can. I don't know if he stepped into that, Mike. I actually think, look, let's be real. He's done more with less which is a lot of people, that's why people think he should get more money.
Right.
But are they truly committed to doing those kinds of things? And so I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Because, you know, we know what Josh Brooks is a money man. He's great at passing the hat. And Georgia doesn't want for anything. Kirby's got more assistance than Barkford could have ever dreamed of.
True.
And all the other things they've got. Ryan Alpert is the director, AD at Tech. Came from Tennessee where he did the Josh Brooks thing, you know, passing the hat and all that. So now it's just a matter of, hey, you know, if you're the athletic director and you're Brent, I gave you a taste of the good life. We were living in rarefied air for about 10 weeks. Right, this season?
Yep.
Until it kind of came crashing down. There's some limitations. Need a little bit more money. And I think if you could get everybody on the same page, I think they can. I thought Jay Batt was doing that before he left. Mm-hmm. But you nailed it. What's your collective? How are you getting these elite athletes? Because I don't want this to be, and I said to Carl on Friday, kind of reminds you of the George O'Leary teams. They scored a ton of points. They couldn't stop anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, Hamilton would throw for 350 yards and they'd lose 45-42. You know, and that's they got to fix it.
Yeah. All right, I stalled long enough. Let's get to the picks.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We all took Georgia Tech. Because we all believed in Georgia Tech. We're like trying to jinx somebody. That's why we were – it's funny because I was on Twitter. I was like, come on, Tech. And I asked some Georgia men, why are you rooting for Georgia Tech? Because I want this game Friday to mean something even more.
Yeah.
To have extra juice.
You're right.
Yeah. I think we want a rising tide to raise all the ships in Atlanta sports, man, period.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys forced me to take the Lions at 11.5, even though –
how'd that work out?
They wouldn't have covered the 10 that I wanted them at anyway. So I took an L there.
Well, they did
there.
Fire the Giants defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
They should have lost that game.
They've lost five. I think it's five games that they've been leading in the fourth quarter.
Giants.
They've lost. The Giants.
Yes. Right. Well, that's the thing. But they don't. Good teams can finish. Bad teams can't finish.
Yeah.
But the Lions are wobbling now, too.
Yeah.
The Eagles are wobbling. Lions are wobbling. Now the Rams look like the team all of a sudden you sit kind of edging up a little.
They do, man.
Yeah. So I took an L on that one. Me and Carl both did get Oklahoma right with the 6.5. Mm. And then I took an L. I should have took the spread of SMU because they were a 2-point favorite. I should have took that. I took the over, which
underrated,
was 50.
Man.
50
is Battier healthy? Because there was no offense in that Missouri game with Oklahoma.
He played.
He did. Yeah. It was a defensive battle, man. And
yeah.
And you know, look, that's what they're going to hang their hat on in these playoffs. If they're still a 2-loss team, but you know, their defense is going to keep them in games. I just don't think they have enough offense to do anything, Mike, in the playoff.
Right.
When it comes to surviving the playoff three, four weeks to get to a national championship.
Yeah. So me and Carl both 1-2. Carl's other picks was the Chiefs-Colts. Chiefs win, but they don't cover the 3.5.
It was a push. It was a push.
Yep. Right now you're at 0-2. You need San Francisco to come through tonight for you.
I need San Fran to beat Carolina by 7.
Yeah, I think you should be okay on that one. Oren's the only one that had a winning mark this week.
Oh,
Big O went 2-1. His only loss was the Georgia Tech pick. He took the Cowboys.
He should have never jumped on it.
Yeah.
He ruined it.
He was the one.
I'm looking at all these games. You know, when you're watching the scoreboard on Saturday afternoon, you're like, why did I take that one? Why did I take that one? Why am I betting on Lincoln Riley and USC? Gutless team that's going to fade and that's what they did. Put some points up early.
We should implement a bye week next year where everyone gets to pick a week where they don't want to pick.
If Oregon Oregon beat them down.
They won by 15. Spread was 10.
Yeah. But they were, I want to say at one point they were up by at least 20. Yeah. So his ones that he won on was the Cowboys. They did cover the 3.5. And then, of course, the Falcons covered the 2.5. So.
Right.
He did pick the Falcons.
So current standings. Mike, as of now, 16-22. You're waiting on your one.
Damn.
I'm 21-18, so I'm falling back to the pack. Oren, 17-22, and Carl, 18-21.
All right.
Three games under, baby.
Yeah, look, anything can happen. This is why these picks are fun. Anything can happen, just like during the season. We'll see what happens tonight on Monday night.
I need 5 points from Rico Dowdle. I need 5 points and no fumbles. I need Rico Dowdle to run for 50 yards, man. Do something. Catch the pass or two.
I think he will. Look.
When he comes down to – I beat Johnny by one hundredth of a point last week, so now it's karma. I'm going to sweat this at Rico Dowdle tonight. Pretty bad Monday night game unless you feel the Carolina Panthers have turned a corner after beating us.
Here's the deal. If they win tonight, like, you got to start recognizing where Carolina is in this thing, specifically in the NFC.
They're 6-5. The Bucs are 6-5. We said this earlier. The most frustrating thing about the games we blew this year is that Tampa Bay is now really hemorrhaging.
Yep.
The injuries are catching up with them. They're 6-5, man. They looked awful last night.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Brown Grass Golf Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. The tournament is...
Raised a lot of money for Pets for Vets.
We did, man. And by the way, you still can, too. I want to remind you that because I know there are many of you who are saying, hey, I did not get a chance to potentially come play, and, you know, is there anything that I can do? You can still go to the website, 929thegame.com, and go and contribute, all right, to the Brown Grass Charity.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Golf Classic. You click on the events page and you can donate to Pets for Vets, even if you cannot be here. So there are still ways to give, and you can get in on the auction items as well.
Right on.
All right, man. We're coming back. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. What happened to Georgia Tech? Georgia handles business. What are the college football playoff rankings going to look like on Tuesday as we head into rivalry week?
And where's Lane going to go?
That's the biggest question.
Right?
It's Dukes and Bell.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.